While we were in the car, there was a song playing, and it mentioned about Jesus healing the blind. And I asked Mom, I said, how does it make you feel when you hear about songs about Jesus healing the blind? And she said, well, it gives me hope that you'll get your sight back. And she asked me, she said, how does it make you feel when you hear songs about Jesus healing the blind? And I said, it gives me peace because I don't have to hope that I'll get my sight back. I will get my sight back. I just don't know if it's going to be here on earth or in heaven. And on this earth, there's a lot of struggle. And we've all lost something. We've all lost a pet, a loved one, a part of our body, like I lost my vision. And yes, there's beautiful things here on earth, but there's still struggles here, too. But in heaven, there will be no struggles. And when we get to heaven, we will be reunited with our family member or loved one, and the parts of our body that we've lost will be restored, and it will be a wonderful day. And I cannot wait for the day we'll all be in heaven.
Becca, would you sing us one more little chorus of Amazing Grace? Or else I can't walk off the stage.
Yes, I sure can.
When we've been
there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've known less days to see.
I believe that he wants children to come unto him, or us to have children qualities, is that children are always ready to learn, always wanting to find out something else. I believe that the other thing is that children are basically innocent, and they want to be loved, they desire to be disciplined. Oh, I've heard all things, please Mom, don't spank me, please Mom. Or don't do this, don't do that. Children have to have boundaries. They want that so they know that you care. And that's exactly how our Father feels about us. He will keep us in our boundaries. He cares about us. If we go through discipline, it's to teach us something. And that is so awesome. I heard somebody talk, April, it reminded me of you, he was talking, I got to get up my back, I'm sorry. He was talking about seasons and people coming into your life and people going out of your life. But the one thing that he says, when somebody leaves, don't beg him to come back. Don't let him go. Just let him go. Because God has a perfect season for you. I can't tell you countless times that I've been in hand so stupid, like, please don't leave, you know, so dumb. You need to let go and then let God take over.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because I didn't look for, you know, when a person says that they're gone, I used to cry and say, please don't leave me. Mm-hmm. But I say, you know, if, you know, I cried that night, not this week, but last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what week it was, but
I've
totally lost count of the week. But anyway, when once you leave, that's it. But Daryl surprised me and came back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
know, well, I'm not saying don't get a reconciliation.
No, I'm not saying that either, but I'm saying I'm not, you know, when, once you leave, you know, I'm not gonna beg you to stay.
Right.
And, you know, he's the one that's coming back saying that he wants to talk to me through, he wants to, but he doesn't seem to see pictures. He don't seem to picture, you know, what I'm going through about while he's living in Gainesville, Texas, working in Gainesville versus living here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would definitely be praying about the situation. However, we need to let things go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I know there's people in here right now, including myself, that in the past you were molested, you were taken advantage of, you went through things in your life, and the main thing is that you forgive through Jesus' eyes, not ours, because, I mean, it's the rejection, the abandonment from somebody in my family, to, you know, all these things. And God doesn't want us to bring this into the future. It's to be let go. And that's really hard. But since pray for your enemies for a reason, you know, I was telling Pastor one day, you know, I was so excited because it said, if you pray for your enemies, they'll put heaping coals on their head. And I'm thinking, yeah, burn, hair, burn, you know? And that's not it at all. It's so that they will recommit themselves to the Father, that they will get their self right in the Lord. And it is hard to forgive. I talked to my granddaughter who went for Lindsay's birthday the other day, and she has so much anger and hate for her mother. And I sit there and let her talk. I didn't say nothing. And then I said, you know, Grandma's always got to talk about God. But I said, what's hurting, it's hurting you because you're keeping that bitterness and anger in yourself. Yes, it was wrong what her mother did to her. Yes, I had resentment for what my mother did to me too, the name she called me and so forth. But I told her, I said, then the Bible says if you honor your mother and your father, you lengthen the days of your life on earth. She has had a pretty bad childhood, and she made a lot of bad choices, especially with drugs, with doing things, making wrong choices. But she's changed so much, and she asked me about God a lot. And I love that about that, because you can't push people to go, here, I'm going to strangle you unless you listen to what God's doing, what God wants you to do. You know, drug addicts go, well, if I get saved, will I have to give up my drugs? Well, no. You know why? Because when you get saved, God helps you with your addictions. He's molding you. You say, well, I feel like God didn't even listen to me. I pray, I'm doing everything right, and it seems like everything's falling around me. I don't feel good. I'm hurting. Oh, that's me all the time. This isn't happening. The money is not coming in. What is it, God? God says, wait upon the Lord. And you must say that for a reason. Because His time is the perfect time. And that's going to cause you to have faith, be obedient, because that gives you the power through Jesus. Jesus has been everywhere you are today. And maybe you're sad about situations. Maybe you're struggling about situations. Leave it here today. Have someone pray with you. Just let it go. I'm not being Elsa on folks. I'm just saying we've got to let stuff go. We got to look, instead of all the negative things, find all the good things. Because every good thing we have is because of God. Amen? And we've got to keep focused on God. And I riff the pastor all the time about, hey, football's coming up, pastor. And he goes, so? I know he doesn't like it, and that's why I do it all the time. But Cowboys play this weekend, so I don't care if they win or lose. Don't do that, pastor. No. But I know people that are so obsessed with things in their life, whether it be drugs, alcohol, sex, porn, whatever it is, we have got to let things go and let God heal us within to out. The one great thing I praise God for, I praise Him every day for Him, is He looks at our hearts. He looks at our hearts. He knows your heart. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what's going on in your life. And I know people here right now that's struggling, trying to make some choices on what to do with things that are going on in their lives. Wait patiently upon the Lord. And I had someone earlier call and go, you know, I'm just so tired. I just don't think I'm going to go to church today. I'm like, you know, that's between you and God. But wouldn't it be awful if as many excuses we came up with not to be at church that God says, well, you know, so today I just don't think I'm going to be able to listen to any of your prayers. I'm kind of tired and I don't feel good today. Thank goodness God's always there with His mercy and His grace. So next time you want to feel begrudged because you need to go to church or you need to do this or do that, know God never feels that way about you. He has created you and molded you. And from the time I was born to the time I pass away, God is still creating me, forming me. And sometimes that hurts because during that we have to learn lessons. So let's be patient, wait on the Lord, let's give thanks to God. If you need help with the past and letting go stuff, then I've always said, you know, if it's a man, if it's a child, if it's money, bring it up to the altar, leave it there, and have someone pray with you. Sometimes we have to be, what is it called? We have to be, we have to do something, make motion to go, hey, this is what it is. I'm putting this up here. I'm leaving it with God. And be assured that God will take care of you. Will it happen today? I don't know. Will it happen tomorrow? I don't know. Will it happen in 3 years? I don't know. I just know that God's got something good for me. He has something good. Maybe God shut some doors in your life. In April, maybe God will fix your marriage. Maybe it won't happen. I know love is the most important thing to Him. I know He wants marriages to work. But if it doesn't, you're going to be okay. You're going to be strong. You're going to love yourself. You're a great person. You're a great woman. And we can't take these things that people say about us or the way they treat us. You know, we can't take that to heart. My first husband said some terrible things to me. And you can't hurt God's kids and not get away with it. That's why I say vengeance is the Lord. Leave that to me. You know, if you hurt God's kids, God's going to take care of it. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to wish the vengeance of God on anyone. But you can't go around hurting God's kids. So try not to judge, try not to criticize, try not to think down on anybody. Well, that's judging. Let's extend that kindness to people. receiving my help up. You may not be able to afford to give them any money. You may not be able to give them gas. You may not be able to give them food. But extend your kindness. Extend your kindness. One last thing and I'll let you go because I can't wait to hear the preaching. Really, just like I said, I was in so much pain yesterday. We came to church. Of course, we always pray at the altar, pray for everybody. And really, then I was just like, oh, Scott, my back hurts so bad. Oh, I just can't. I'm so tired of the pain and whining as usual. He just, I know. Okay, so I was really kind of down on myself, you know, because the enemy will come in and tell you things. Well, you're a loser. You know, you're fat. That's why your back hurts. You know, nobody likes you. I mean, all these anxieties and fears come up because the devil doesn't want you to be happy. He wants to take that peace away from you. So you cannot be a beacon of God's light. So I had to go to the bank because someone tried to, which is kind of funny, ironic, someone tried to charge a bunch of keto stuff. Was it you, Pastor? A bunch of keto stuff on my bank account, which had zip in it. And so I went, no, that's not me. So I had $46 with it. I went, that's not me. And I said, okay, well, you know, your card is 5 to 6 days, you can get a new one. I went, well, that's okay. So I go to the bank. It was one that it's Chase, but it's one I don't go to very often. And I walked in, there's this beautiful black woman. And she went, good morning, how are you? And I went, I went, I'm good, thank you. Went over there to make a withdrawal, fill out the paper, the pin would work. I went, okay, I see where this is going. So then I had held the door open for a lady. She didn't smile, she didn't say thank you, nothing. I thought, okay, she's probably having a bad day. So I get up and I tell the lady, you know, I need to make a withdrawal. She goes, well, you know, there's not a lot in there. I know, but what's in there, I want it out. And so finally got that done, told her, hey, have a good day with me. So I'm walking out and I'm thinking, oh, God, please help me. And as soon as I was going to hit the front doors, God said, go talk to the security guard. No, not in the mood today, God. He went, wouldn't it be awful if I wasn't in the mood to help you? I went, yes, it would. Go talk to her. I went, tell me what's going on. You don't need to know. Just go talk to her. I'll give you the word. Okay, so the bank was very crowded. People coming in and out. I just go over there as quietly as I can at my weight. And I'm going, hi. She went, hi. And I went, number one, I just want to tell you how beautiful you are. And number two, God, and then it started pouring up. I said, God wants you to know that the things you've been praying for, you're going to get an answer. And she just, oh, I'm so glad. And I said, I'm not saying anything else about it. I'm just saying, I hope it's the answer since you want to. And she went, that's fine. I need an answer. I didn't ask her anything. Didn't want to take her time up. So I went, may God bless you. And I went, what's your name? I'll be praying for you. Carol. Well, that was my oldest sister's name. So just touched her on the arm, kind of hugged her. She said, thanks. As I'm going out the door, that lady that I let in earlier that didn't say anything, she was in front of me, and she just kind of stood there, and I thought, lady, I'm elderly too. So I opened the door for her. There she goes, but never said a word. Thank you, nothing. I want to go, thank you. But I didn't know. God, she's got things on her mind. It's fine. So I get in the car, and I tell Scott, well, God used rocks, God used a donkey, and God used me today, so I feel good. So it was a better day after that. And I don't ever want to tell you things about when God wants to talk to people to pat myself on the back and think I'm special. I'm just saying God can use us if we allow him to use us. Amen. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for today, because today is going to be a very special day. I pray that everyone just has a change of heart about different things. I just pray for spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, and a spiritual heart to open and to receive. Please bless our speaker, and just bless him for making His way to our own church today. In Jesus' name, amen.